For 30 years, the Hilliard Ensemble has been winning over audiences and critics with their singing, their recordings, and their scholarship of the music of the Renaissance. But the group is equally devoted to modern music, much of which has much of it written for them. David Darcy reports on a group that sings the music of the 21st century as well as the 14th.
The Hilliard Ensemble's latest early music recording is of motets by French composer Guillaume de Machaut. They are hymns to the love of God and to more profane kinds of love. Early music has been the mainstay for the group of a countertenor, two tenors, and a baritone ever since it formed 30 years ago. Yet since the beginning, there's been another mainstay, music written today. This choice is more than a cross-marketing strategy. Countertenor David James explains.
Realistically, the music that suits us really stops around about 1600, late Middle Renaissance, and then starts again in the new stuff. But nothing really in between. From 1600 to about 1970, there's a big gap. What we can do, you see.
Finding the right music to sing is complicated by the group's composition. Since they don't have a bass or a soprano, the Hilliard's four voices are close in range. Baritone Gordon Jones says most music just doesn't fit.
It's not prejudice on our part. It's purely practical. By the time you're getting round to the 1600s, there are more instruments creeping into the scene, and it's very difficult to perform much of the music without some kind of instrumental support. And while we're fine with that, it's not what we do best.
The ensemble has found that the easiest thing is to find a composer who can write for them. And that's not every composer. Stephen Hartke of Los Angeles came to them with Tituli, a piece he wrote for violin, voices, and percussion. The Hilliards performed it and recorded it. Since then, Hartke's written music for the four Hilliards alone. The composer, who's a former professional chorister himself, says there's a special satisfaction in writing for any voices, and especially for the Hilliards' vocal shadings.
There are challenges in that the actual range that the ensemble has is fairly narrow. It's like writing for four violas, let's say. But the timbre of the different voices are quite different. In one of the pieces I wrote for them, I actually, instead of writing in the margin, countertenor, tenor, one, tenor, two, baritone, I wrote their names because I was writing for them quite specifically.
Hartke's also struck by the way the Hilliards communicate in performances. Even though they work without a conductor and never look at each other for cues the way chamber musicians usually do.
You marvel at the unanimity with which they are able to begin pieces, end pieces, shape the performance. They do it by listening to each other. They listen for very subtle cues to hear how the breath is going with each other.
Hilliard's official aversion to musical instruments is something they've been willing to negotiate in contemporary music. Their latest new music recording is of a piece by Armenian composer Tigran Mansourian, performed with violist Kim Kashkashian. David James says it was a bit of a stretch in instrumentation and language.
The three guys sing together, and I have to make these sort of wailing noises in Armenian and sort of duet with the viola part. But I think it's fantastic music. And we had to learn to sing in Armenian, which is not easy. We've got instructions from the man himself.
Oh.
After 30 years together, the challenge now for the Hilliard Ensemble is a paradox: to be true to their own voices as they reach out for new music, whether it's written 600 years ago or today. The last thing they want, says baritone Gordon Jones, is to sound like anybody else.
If you write for a piano, you expect it to come out sounding like a piano. And I think if you write for the Hilliard Ensemble, you expect it to come out sounding like the Hilliard Ensemble, not just four singers. We work very, very hard at finding a way of making our four voices work effectively together. And if you tinker with that too much, then the whole thing deteriorates into a mass of just singing, and it ceases to be an ensemble sound. It can sound very good, or it can sound like a load of dogs barking, quite honestly.
Baritone Gordon Jones, who along with David James, Stephen Harold, and Rogers Covey Crump make up the Hilliard Ensemble. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.